This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Thank goodness for the person who invented air conditioning. Actually, I was on a tour of New York yesterday, and it turns out that there was a building called the Ansonio, which actually invented air conditioning, I think in 1892 or something. And think about that. It's a long time ago, 125 years ago, by putting brine in the water and pumping it through. So there you go. I personally am very much in favor of that person being nominated for sainthood. I'm not going to talk anymore because I've got Karen on the line, and I don't want, in this weather, I don't want to keep anybody waiting any longer than absolutely necessary. So Karen, welcome to the program. How might I help you today?
Dr. Joy, glad to talk to you. I'm wondering if you mind if I put you on speakerphone. Do you think you'll be able to hear me?
Are you on speakerphone now?
Yep.
So far, so good. If we run into trouble, I'll whine.
Okay, all right. In order to give and receive the most from this conversation, I have prepared a written statement and a two-part question.
Okay.
I'm a slim and trim, healthy and attractive woman in her early 70s, living in a rural community of about 15,000 people. Currently, I have a 14-year-old Honda Civic sedan that our town's best and most expensive mechanic has helped me maintain for the past 10 years. We have a good business relationship. Although this mechanic has an excellent reputation, he recently charged me $76 just to replace one short band of rubber weather stripping at the bottom of the front driver's side window. On checking on the internet, I found the price I paid for that little piece of rubber was abnormally inflated. Luckily, this is the first time I feel that he's stripped me out of my money. Even though I have a good business relationship with him, he can be touchy if I try to take too much control in what goes on with my car. My question to you is, since it will be very difficult to find a mechanic close enough and skilled enough, and it will be equally difficult to get a ride to or from the mechanic's garage, and because public transportation is almost non-existent here, and because I have no husband or family nearby, and because my ties to the community at large are weak, should I ask him why he charged me so much for the weather stripping, and how should I go about picking his brain on the subject, or should I play stupid and cheerful?
Okay. How much did he charge you for the weather stripping?
$76.
Oh, that included labor or not?
Yeah. The labor was $25, and if he charged me what I think that he should have charged me, it would have been more than $45.
Okay, how much did you find the piece online for?
To be honest with you, I can't remember. It's been 2 or 3 weeks since I looked it up, and I didn't write it down. But I know it was just way
I mean, all right. So if he charged you $50 for the stripping, you know, before you do anything, you probably need to go back and just find out. Let's say he charged you double. Okay. So it should have cost $25, and he charged you $50. Make sure that you look with the internet where there's tax and there's a delivery and there's a shipping charge, because that's obviously going to add to it. And my guess is what he would tell you is that he undercharged you on the labor. Do you know how long it took him?
Well, I don't really know. I don't think it's a long job. All it is a matter of stripping off the old weather stripping and gluing the new piece on, and I don't doubt that it took more than 15 minutes.
Let's go through the possibilities, and then you can decide which makes most sense to you. The first is do nothing, but it's going to affect your relationship with him, so that's likely not viable, just because most of us are really not great at acting. And although it is a business relationship, and you're the consumer, so if you just seem to be a little frostier than usual, you know, that's, and he can ask you about it. But so that's one possibility is to do nothing. One possibility is to find a new mechanic, which sounds slightly unlikely, but not out of the realms of possibility, because if you look for a new mechanic and you find someone, then the problem's solved, assuming that he's less expensive than Mr. Greasy Pants here. And if he's less expensive, then you've got a new mechanic. You don't even have to worry about the old guy. If he's more expensive, then this guy, even when he overcharges you, is still a bargain. So either way, that's, I would certainly look around. Because, all right, number three is, and I would take the C word out of your vocabulary. I would not confront him. I would just say, I just happened to be looking online for something else, and I noticed that I could buy that, and that's why you have to know exactly what it costs. I noticed that I could have gotten that piece online for about half of what you charge me for it. So just curious about, is that a common kind of markup? I also was curious about what the labor cost was, and maybe you even have a minimum. I'm just, you know, you've been my mechanic for a very long period of time, and this is the first time I'd ever had any chance to question what the charges were, and if you could explain it to me, that would just make me feel a little more comfortable. So in other words, you're not saying he ripped you off. It may be that he does have a minimum charge. It may be that it took longer, that he had to wait for the epoxy, or that, you know, that there may be some issues you don't know about. And if nothing else, you can say, hey, look, I'll give you the website, and so you can order the pieces more cheaply than whomever your supplier is. You know, so maybe under that guise of, I found this really much cheaper, and if you have to do it in bulk, I'm sure you could get even a better price than I do, so let me give you this information if you like. And so instead of sort of disputing the charges, you're saying, hey, look, I found this. Aren't I a good person because you can now get this piece cheaper than you were getting it before, and think of not only can you save money, but you can charge your customers less.
That's cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, my guess is that he's going to tell you. But again, if you confront somebody, then you're going to start a war no matter what happens. And nobody wins. And if you're going to start a war, you might as well just walk away. But by saying, I happen to have found the same piece for a lot less. Let me give you the website so you can order it for less and charge me less going forward, and you'll be a hero all the way around. And he may then say, oh, well, you know, they're not reliable, or they're you know, secondhand, or, you know, but at least you've opened up a dialogue without making him feel defensive. And under the guise, I mean, he's not stupid, I would assume, that he's going to know that, she's not real happy about what I charged her. But that's not what you're saying. You're saying, gee, I found this. I can help you. You can charge. You can get charged less. You can charge everybody less. You'll be a hero.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a person who likes to negotiate, and I didn't want to make a fool out of myself by just charging him and saying, you overcharged me.
Yeah. No, I would go about it that way. And he, again, you know, that I'm, I think everybody who's listening to you has had a similar problem. And the issue is, it's a bunch of different issues. It's that labor quite often is much more expensive than the parts, that the parts can vary widely, that I think an awful lot of people who do repairs have a markup on their stuff, because that's where they're going to make the most money. They can't really do it by charging a huge amount in terms of labor, so they do it by in the same way that apparently the markup, for example, on jewelry when you go to a Bloomie's or Macy's or something is like 300% or something like that. It's an outrageous amount of money. And the idea being that's how the store, or, you know, I suppose another example is if you go out for dinner someplace and you think that the food is really reasonably priced, it's very likely that they're counting on you drinking a lot. So then I think everybody in retail has some place where they feel like they make their money, and it may not be the obvious place. All right, so if that works for you, fine. If not, if there's something else you want to ask me about, just stay on the line for a moment, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. Okay, Karen, you had another question that you wanted to chat with me about?
Well, it's not so much a question as it is a whole paradigm shift for me. Like a lot of people in this country, excuse me, I've got to clear my throat here. I've been concerned about I've been concerned about the state of the police activity of being killed, these people being killed.
Sure.
This this could be my cue that this is none of my business, and that's why I've got this sore throat or this funky throat that I'm going to go through with this anyway. Yesterday on public radio, I heard a program. It's called Invisibilia, and the topic that they were discussing was the idea of complementary responses, and I'm sure you would know what I'm talking about. It's like the concept of complementary colors, like red and green are complementary colors. So the first example they gave was this robber when it went to this wealthy home in the wealthy neighborhood and to the house to steal, to burglarize the place, and there was a party going on in the house, and so he walked in and started to tell everybody to lie low, and he was going to take everything. And somebody in the party offered him a drink and said, "Would you like something to drink?" And so he took the drink, and he ended up sitting down and having a good chat with them. This woman just totally turned the case around, or the situation around. And my thought is that if the police were able to develop some kind of program where they would use complementary responses of some nature, and the most outlandish example I can think of it is depending on the situation, of course, I can see a policeman walking up to a stuffed car and with a tray in his hand with a Coke or a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and saying, "You're saying coffee, tea, or me?" And, just getting the thing started that way and completely disarming, emotionally disarming the driver under the right conditions, of course. But does this make sense to you?
Yes and no. Let me tell you the no part first, which is I don't think you're going to convince police officers in the time that seems incredibly dangerous. There's one of the news stories is that the number of police deaths from gunshots is up 72% for the year. So the likelihood of saying, "Look, instead of pulling your gun, why don't you just offer him a Coke?" I don't think it's going to work, to be quite honest. However, there are more and more police departments, police officers, police commissioners, mayors, governors, who are saying that we need to change the public perception of the police from paramilitary SWAT to community protect and serve. And doing that when you're stopping a car is probably too little too late. But if it starts, when I was a kid, and I suspect when you were a kid, the police would come to the schools and they would bring the canine corps. They would show pictures about what happens when teenagers drink in car accidents. I mean, the police were an ongoing, meet Officer Dan. And Officer Dan and maybe Daniela would come and talk about careers and the police academy. And they would bring the dogs and they would talk about CPR and they would talk about self-defense and all sorts of things. So they were individuals. They had useful information. And it started, I think it probably started in elementary school, went all the way through high school. I'm trying to remember if there's anything in college like that. Probably not, but maybe. So the kids grew up with the notion that police were helpful, that it was a possible career, the dogs, and around here they have the mounted police as well, and of course kids and horses are great kinds of things, and they would take you to the police barracks. So I think that I don't disagree with the notion that for everyone's safety, for the police department's safety, for the public's safety, that we need to return to that notion that the police are not the enemy. It's too dangerous on both parts. But I think when you've got a car that's stopped is probably not the appropriate time to do it, because either that person, either they're innocent, at which point being offered a soft drink by a cop is going to seem probably bizarre, and if they're not, the cop is in huge danger at that moment. that he's carrying a tray and the other guy's got a sawed-off shotgun. So I don't disagree with the concept. I think the implementation has to happen well before you've stopped a vehicle that and you've run the plates and you think it may be stolen. It's too dangerous and too late at that moment. But I think that cameras are going to help, that police department heads are sort of saying the same thing. I mean, the idea being in the last year, from over the last calendar year, not even from July 2015 till now, officer deaths from guns are up 72%. I mean, that's a terrifying statistic, not for the population at large, and certainly if you're a police officer, it's certainly going to make them feel more more vulnerable, more at risk, which is not a very safe thing for them or for us. So I hear what you're saying, that how do you disarm people? And you don't necessarily need plastic cuffs to do it. You can do it with a smile, with a word. There was a guy, a homeless guy in Times Square over the weekend. And in Times Square in the weekends these days are just ridiculously crowded. It was ridiculously hot. None of the trains were running, so everybody's in terrible mood. And there's this homeless guy who says, "If you give me a dollar, I'll vote for the candidate that you hate." So I mean, and that was disarming. He was using humor as a way of not making people angry with him, of possibly improving his chances of getting a handout. And I think that humor can be disarming. I just think that that it has to start well before a stopped car. But I don't disagree with it at all. And I think somebody having the presence of mind to offer a burglar a drink. I mean, I'm not sure that I'm certainly awestruck by it. I don't know if I'm impressed or horrified. I'm just not sure exactly what that would mean. Although I do know this is the true story from one of my clients who was attacked by a young boy. It was like 18 or 19, and was threatening to rape her. And she said, I'll pay you money. If you don't hurt me, I'll give you $300. And he took a check. So not only did she cancel the check, but the cops, when he tried to cash the check, arrested him. And when I was first starting out as a therapist, so I remembered that story for a very long period of time and thought, man, that's somebody who's got their act together. So I don't disagree with making the police force more a part of the community. I think you're exactly on the right track. I just think we got to stop possibly stolen cars, probably not exactly the time to do it. 855, thanks, Karen, 855-993-7569, and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, this is really, this was a story I was sort of keeping an eye on, but with Karen's call, it seems completely appropriate. Let me just read you the headlines. Black Lives Matter community activists come together for First Steps cookout in Wichita, Kansas. They said it was a tense week for law enforcement as well as the community. They had 1,000 people. It was called the First Steps Cookout. It was a positive step to bring the Wichita Police Department closer to the community it serves. Exactly what we were talking about. They enjoyed food, the opportunity to have one-on-one conversation with law enforcement. The police chief, whose name is Gordon Ramsey. I know a Gordon Ramsay, different person. He said, very good vibe. It was everything I was hoping for. The barbecue took place instead of a planned protest for Sunday night. And Ramsey suggests the event to community leaders following a Black Lives Matter protest in the city last week. So the barbecue is an opportunity for citizens and police to be introduced to have positive interaction. 400 people pledged their intention to attend the event with an RSVP. More than double that amount attended. Free food always works. There was a lot of positive support in response to the event on social media. The Wichita Police Department brought the burgers and grilled up and served food. Many others also brought food, contributing what they could to the barbecue. This was especially because Baton Rouge happened earlier in the day. I feel so proud of my city that there's so many people that here. It's wonderful. A concrete step toward bridging the gap between people and police. Part of the event included a question and answer session with Ramsey. Some in attendance did take this opportunity to voice frustrations. One man says he viewed the cookout as an attempt to take attention away from the real cause of the tension between some citizens and police. Ramsey says his department is committed to making things better. This isn't something we're going to change overnight or tonight. It's going to take continual effort on everybody's part and work on policy changes and relationships. And that's what's going to get to the heart of the issues. So, but it does seem to me it is a good start, and it's exactly what we were talking about with Karen, of there needs, you know, by the time you've got a conflict, as I said, you know, stopping a car isn't the time to make nice necessarily, which is not to say, and police officers, I mean, I've been stopped a couple times for speeding. It was not a stolen car, and I don't own cars anymore, partially because I drive too fast, but they've always been polite. No one has ever said, look, you big idiot, what are you doing here? They were not necessarily thrilled with my with how fast I was driving, and I've never got a ticket, but I've gotten some lectures, and I deserve them. But they've always been incredibly polite. They do the ma'am and the sir. So they did not pull their guns on me, although I've had guns pulled on me a couple times, but not under those circumstances. So I think Karen's point is well taken, that the us versus them mentality doesn't just starts wars. It doesn't get anybody any place, and it's not helpful, and it's not safe for either the police or the citizenry. All right, I thought we'd talk about something completely different today, just because you know, I when I saw the Baton Rouge stuff on Sunday, I thought, oh dear. I mean, it's like every time you turn around, there's something new like this. So. There's also a story that we've covered before, which is this may be that the real threat to our society is not even the police, it's drug companies. They're looking for a painkiller overdose treatment, and companies are raising prices on it by 1,000%. Naxalone has been around, I mean, when I was in medical school, which is a while ago. It blocks the effects of painkillers and heroin have in the brain, so it's been around probably for 50 or 60 years, maybe more than that. They're now talking about overdose deaths are 130 every day. I mean, think about that, 130. That means we're actually killing, people are killing themselves faster with pain, with prescription drug overdoses than on the road every day. And that's huge. I mean, when you put the two of those together, those are both incredibly preventable. They said that the drug is decades old, which I had just told you. Used to cost a dollar. Now the lowest price available is 20 times that. The wholesale price of the auto injector is $4,500 this year for a package of two, up from $690 2 years ago. Somebody's got to deal with the drug companies. Obviously, it doesn't cost more to make it. It's a drug. The generic has been available for a long time. It's not a patented drug. They're saying 47,000 people died from drug overdoses in 2014. Include opioids, including OxyContin and Fentanyl, which is the illegal drug of the heroin. So, what can we? I mean, and they're just. It's kind of like. You know, I was talking with somebody over the weekend, and they were talking about elections in general and the mood of the country, of saying that it used to be that you would pick the best candidate that you thought had your interest most at heart, and now there's nobody that falls into that category for an awful lot of people. Okay, so let's do something that we have some control over, as opposed to... The other thing that You know, I was on the Staten Island Allen Ferry yesterday, which is one of my favorite things to do when the weather's really hot, because everybody's on it. Quite often, I'm the only person who speaks English. It's an easy way to cool off, to chill out. It's you're on the water. It reminds you. And I was with some people from out of town, and it's one of my favorite things to do for tourists, because quite often they don't know about it. You go right past the Statue of Liberty. And one of the people, one of my guests said, you know, when people talk about returning this country to 40 or 50 years ago, they're wrong. 40 or 50 years ago, women were treated badly. That we had much more of a racial problem in this country than we have now. That immigrants were treated much more poorly. Children were treated much more poorly. That these are, the people are doing better now than they were 40 or 50 years ago. And talking about returning to that means taking people who've had huge strides, whether they're gay or women or transgender or non-English speaking or not educated or underage or women or people of color, are having a much easier time, that there's much less hostility in spite of the last couple of weeks. And again, I keep coming back to, I think it was Michael's comment, lo, those couple, you know, when this whole sort of rash of awfulness started happening, he said, you know, one person pulls the trigger and the entire community comes together to mourn. That you have to look at the numbers of it, that there have always been people out of control. There have always been violent people. There have always been people who are unbalanced. But by and large, most people are not any of the above. All righty, 855-993-7569. Okay, at what age do you think men and women should get married, and why should it be the same age? Manny, what do you think?
Oh, that's tough. It's a tough question, because I guess everybody's different. You know, like I got married at 24.
And you were too young.
Yeah, my ex-wife was 21 at the time, and boy, I don't know. I think it kind of just depends on your maturity level and where you're at in your life, you know, because everybody sort of progresses through life a little bit different at a different
Well, place, true, but know. We can't, I mean, unless you had a quiz that everybody had to take, which I'm not against,
right.
Then, I mean, we have an age for drinking, we have an age for voting, we have an age for enlisting in the service, we have an age for driving, we have an age for, well, I guess we don't have an age for Social Security, but so, I mean, so we have all sorts of arbitrary licensing responsibilities,
right,
that are, you know, that don't take individual differences into consideration. So this is, would be just one more of them. So pick a time. I'm not letting you off the hook.
I'll say, gosh, I guess I'll say 18. I mean, because then technically you're an adult, right?
Yeah, I guess. All right, so would you make it the same for males and females?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
I'd probably make it 20.
20?
And I'll tell you why. I'm one of those people who thinks that we should have a national service, that it shouldn't necessarily be a draft per se. I don't think we need, the need for boots on the ground is much less than it's probably ever been before in the history of the world. But I do think there's a need to take people, kids, before they've really started their lives and introduce them to the concept of patriotism, of sacrifice, of community service, and of integration in the broadest sense, not only integration in terms of color, but in terms of education, in terms of socioeconomic status, in terms of geography, in terms of all sorts of things. And so I would have everybody at 18 or graduating from high school, whichever happens first, do 2 years of community service. And I think after that, you'd be able to get married. But I'm changing the world, so there you go. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Did you see over the weekend that Ghostbusters did not terribly well and got beat out by Secret Life of Pets, which I actually predicted. I thought Secret Life of Pets was a much better movie than Ghostbusters. I was really disappointed in Ghostbusters. You know, and it wasn't because of women. I mean, far be it from me, I thought the idea was fine. It just, it wasn't funny. I didn't think it was very good. I didn't think the, and the other one had a sweetness to it that this one just completely, it just didn't work as far as I was concerned. But, okay. And I think, you know, I mean, I like McCarthy a lot. I think she's great. I thought she was great in Spy. I think when they give her good direction and don't let her run amok, I think she's wonderful. I think she has a terrific face, and she can actually act and has great comic chops. I just think this one didn't work at all.
She was really good in St. Vincent too.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
When they give her something, when a director respects her as an actor, then she does great work. When they just sort of throw her in and have her do fat girl jokes, I don't think it works. I mean, she's okay, but I think she's much more talented than that. Anyway, so that's what happened over the weekend. So for the last 5 weeks, the number one movie has been Animation, and Dory apparently is now, I think, the most profitable movie of most profitable animation of all time. Pets is going to come up pretty close to it, depending on how it does the next couple of weeks. It hasn't made as much money, quite as much money, but it cost, I think one cost like close to $250 million or something, a huge amount of money. The other cost like $75 million. So one cost, what's that? Like about 30% of what the other one costs. So much easier to make your money back. Alrighty, so let's talk about, speaking of getting your money back, this has nothing to do with getting your money back. It has to do with, well, I suppose it does, marriage. You know, at what age do people marry? And I said, many saying 18, because there's so many other things you could do at 18. See, as far as I'm concerned, if I were in charge of the world, not only would I do 2 years of public service for everybody, independent of anything, 18 or graduate in high school, whichever came first, and I don't care if you drop out, I don't care, you know, I don't care about any of that kind of stuff. Just because I think it's important and people can learn skills and learn social skills and whatever, but it also gives you a chance to be away from home. And the age of marriage doesn't matter so much to me as the age of childbirth. The idea of kids having kids is alarming. I'm not even necessarily saying that you have to be married to have a child. I'm much more concerned about the age probably than the marital status. Kids raising kids is really a disaster and dooming everybody to second-class citizenship and to poverty. So I guess what I would do is I would put a little valve in everybody when they were born, and they could have sex till their eyeballs rattled, but they couldn't procreate till they passed an exam. You can see that happening, right? Okay, I know it's not going to happen. But, I mean, the issue about marriage to me isn't what changes people. It's having children. Because in marriage, presumably you have two adults, in theory, unless you're in, what, Arkansas or whatever it was that is trying to change the law that says you can't marry 12-year-old girls. But the idea being that there's, in theory, two adults, and they can each take care of themselves if they have to. With a kid, somebody got to take care of them. Alrighty. Alright, so let's see what other people have said.
We'll start with David, and David says, there is no age a man should get married. if something goes wrong, the judicial system is set up for the woman to get everything. A man that gets married is setting himself up.
Well, that's certainly a positive point of view. Hopefully you're single at this moment, darling. Okay.
We have another person that says, whenever they are mentally and financially ready.
Well, yeah, but how do we figure that out, folks?
Yeah. Kathy
That's
says...
That's not very specific at all.
Kathy says, after the age of 25.
So 25.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anne says... Lived in the real world for a year or two. Learned to manage finances. Held a good job for at least 5 years. In other words, have become a responsible adult. Age, your guess is as good as mine.
All right. Well, I mean, but that's kind of the point, is we're trying to figure out what age. You guys are not being helpful to me.
Fifi says, after 30, you know who you are at that age.
30? All right.
Doreen says, the older you are, the more of the chance for infertility.
That is an issue.
Although
it turns out, let me just say something quickly about that. It turns out that that women under the age of, I think, 20 and over the age of 40 are about the same risk for birth defects. Which is sort of an interesting thing if you think about it, that that as you're very young and very old, you're at the same risk. Or not very old, but in terms of your eggs.
Doreen goes on to say, that's why so many are dealing with it. That's why so many are dealing with it way too long. I've been married since 19. It's hard. It's too bad people are looked down on in skilled trades because soon there won't be anyone to do that work. Okay, just my opinion. So to answer your question, 21 to 25.
All right. So what does she have to do with her the whole issue about trades? What was that about?
She says, I've been married since 19. It's too bad people are looked down on in skilled trades because soon there won't be anyone to do that work.
Okay. Well, I think that's true, but... Okay.
David says, over 35, too many people to date before you settle down.
Okay, but I mean, everybody's basically saying a little bit older than they were before.
Amber says, when they are mature enough, and that could be never. I believe maturity makes for a better marriage. Not necessarily problem or conflict free, just better and one that will possibly last.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's sort of getting the same general notion, which is later is better.
Connie says, there is no right answer. I married the love of my life when I was 29. We divorced 11 years later. I married my high school sweetheart at 17. We divorced when I was 23.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're a great fan of, well, I don't know, maybe you are a great fan of marriage. I have an aunt who was married 6 times, and whenever anybody got married, they always asked her to give the speech because they figured if anybody knew about marriage, it was her. Although she knew about weddings, I'm not sure she knew actually about marriages, but what can I tell you?
Tracy,
all right, keep going.
Tracy says, never, it's a trap.
There we go.
What
else we got?
Chris says in response to David's comment, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Wow!
Look
at all these people who are, you know, who are not happy about... what can I tell you? All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.